Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a very special guest. This gentleman has been very successful investing in real estate. And I'll tell you what, he hasn't been doing it for his entire life. He's only been doing it for about 3.5 years. And he has built up a portfolio of 17 single family doors. That's a combination of single family properties, a combination of some fourplexes. And he has been able to achieve retirement. That's right. He was able to do it in 3.5 years. And when I say he, what I should say is they, because he is married happily and he has achieved enough income coming from his passive investments that he and his wife could both walk away from their jobs. Now, they choose not to because they enjoy what they're doing. And that's a beautiful thing when it comes to real estate investing. When you do it correctly, when you follow a time-proven map like the one we have at Lifestyles Unlimited, you can change the direction of your life, and you can change it in the direction you're trying to get to. You can get to that place of financial freedom, and then you're in control. You're the one that calls the shots. If you love what you're doing and you want to keep working, you keep doing that. If you decide that, you know, you don't want to work anymore, well, that's your choice too. The big difference is you being in control. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring Daryl on.
How you doing, Al? This is great. Thanks. What an honor to be on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I mean, you've got such a compelling story. What I want to do is I want to take you all the way back to maybe your 20s. I want you to kind of give us an idea of who you were way back then and what your philosophy was for trying to get ahead and to achieve retirement way back then.
Yeah, so even in my college days, I was like, this is crazy. I'm going to school. I could go out here and make some money right now. So I flunked out of college. Let's be honest. I flunked out of college and I went to work in a convenience store. And everywhere I've worked, Al, I have been looking around and figuring out why this works. Like, okay, how do they get this stock and how do they do that? Why do they put this on this shelf and why are they in this location? And within 2 years, I had opened up my own convenience store in a little small town and did the same thing. I had a convenience store and a tire shop and worked my tail off. Eventually, that failed. In fact, one of my employees had stole so much money from me, I ended up selling him the business. Then got a tax service. A buddy of mine was doing real good with tax service, so I invested in some tax service, and we worked, and we lasted maybe 2 or 3 tax seasons. I don't even think that long, maybe 2, and that failed. And just wanting to make it, knowing I was hardworking enough to make it, and just trying to find that pathway. I went and sold cars, and I opened a car lot, and everywhere I went, it was the same pattern. I would look around and see what people are doing, why they're successful, and try to duplicate that in my own, but it ended up being basically just another job. You just bought a job because you have to be everything when you open your own business, when you have no structure or no teamwork. And so you're the accountant, you're the janitor, you're the marketing, you're sales, you're accounting, you're everything. You're top to bottom. You turn the lights on in the morning and close them in. And most businesses, we know that don't last 5 years in America for all the good intentions and all the smart. Most businesses fail. And it's because it's very hard to, if you don't have the structural standpoint, to scale anything to where you're not doing all the work.
You know, I'd have to agree with you there. It's that concept of the turnkey business. If you're not there to turn the key, the business doesn't operate. You know, I think a lot of us, when we're younger, we've got a lot of energy. We have a lot of time available to us, and we have great intentions, and we go out and do things like you've tried to do, but somewhere along the way, something fails on us. Something just doesn't quite work out, and we wind up in that place where we don't want to be. What do you think it was? What was that one thing that kept you from being as successful as you were trying to be in those businesses?
I think it's to get to the scalable size, you have to have a big team. If not a big team, you have to have something that's generating income from you when you aren't able to work. And so you have to either find a way to get to that size or have investors or have such a great idea. I was listening to Jeff Bezos the other day. He said a lot of people have ideas. To actually make one come to market is very hard. And I believe that 100%. To make it a profitable business is extremely hard. And so a lot of us are smart enough. I watch Shark Tank, have good ideas, but to get them to actually scale and to be profitable to where it's no longer dependent on you doing all the efforts, to pushing that ball up the hill is very difficult. So in my case, I just was never able to get over the hump to where it was able to have other people employed and it was making enough money to be self-sustaining where I wasn't having to push up that hill every day and every hour.
I hear you. It's those challenges of having the right cash flow. And, you know, it's I hate to say it. It's one of those things where, you know, you needed to have a 48-hour day.
Yeah. That'd be
right?
Very helpful.
I mean, I've met a lot of people at Lifestyles Unlimited that have been exactly where you were at that one point, you know, and they were following that self-employed dream, and that self-employed dream just basically took them out. I'm just really impressed that you never gave up. You kept going for it, and you know, one business opportunity after another. So I mean, that tells me something about your character. That tells me that you're a go-getter. That you weren't willing to sit on the sidelines and let life pass you by. And I'll tell you what, Daryl, we're getting ready to go to break. And what I'd like to do is when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how everything changed for you, how you changed your philosophy in life, how you looked at things a little bit different. You went on a different glide path. And along the way, you stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. And based on the information you provided me, man, was that a good find. We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So, Daryl, I've got to ask a question of you. You know, you tried the whole self-employment thing. It didn't work the way you wanted it to work out. And, you know, it happens to a lot of people. That self-employed thing is a difficult road to travel. So what did you do to change your life at that point? What was the major mover and shaker in your life at that point?
Yeah, so the first thing was to get a real career for me. So I decided that after failing so much, bouncing around, I went back to school. Went back to school and got a degree in nursing. So I'm a registered nurse. Been doing that 15 years now. Love it. I love it, as you mentioned earlier. Being a part of somebody having a good 12 hours is awesome. So I take it 12 hours at a time and go in and work my shift and make sure someone who's not feeling good, someone who's sick, hold their hand, bring them a warm blanket, whatever I got to do. I love taking care of people. So that was a major shift in terms of my finances. And then we moved to Houston after Hurricane Katrina, my wife and I. My wife's a teacher. And we started working hard towards the retirement thing, 403B in my case, retirement teacher retirement in her case. And we went to a financial planner several years ago, and the projection number she had, I was not going to make it. I had started too late. I was not going to make it. I was going to work indefinitely, and I was never going to get to a point where we were able to stop working and travel and do whatever the things we like to do.
I'm assuming that a guy like you with the personality that you have was not satisfied hearing that you weren't going to make it.
No, that was that's one of those quiet moments when you just sit and look at the paper. You don't say anything to anybody, but you say, this plan, thank you for the plan, but we're not going to make it. So then you start thinking, Well, maybe I can get my kids, the next generation, you know, kind of the next generation, to the point where they're not going to go through this nonsense of working for 50 years, having very little to show for it, always having to live paycheck to paycheck. You see people enjoying a nice life, and you can't figure out why them and not you. And so, no, I was never satisfied. I was inside, we were living good. You know, I'm frustrated at the same time knowing the future. And as the supporter of the family, it's my job to make sure that my family's taken care of and lives the best life that they can. And I knew I wasn't going to get there. And that just let me keep searching. Reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, reading The Richest Man in Babylon. I've read a ton of books and just never found the mechanism to get me to a point where I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. It was, all I saw was more work, to be honest with you.
What happened to create that spark for you that changed your life?
Yeah, so I had heard Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, their commercials, and a friend of mine came into work, a nurse friend of mine, very A personality, she's very strong, and she said, I'm going to buy a house. And I was like, why are you going to buy a house? That's the worst investment. I said, why don't you get this bike? I gave her Rich Dad, Poor Dad. We bought an audio book right there on the spot. And she read it. She dove right in. She signed up with Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it was a disaster in terms of their help. There was just a bunch of farming out. There was no personality. There was nobody local. It was all a bunch of people out of town. And so I said, well, why don't you try Lifestyles? They sound really good on the radio. And so she went. And next time I saw her, she had signed up for 2 days. She went through the 2 days. She was buying her first house. She had mentors. She was so excited. She signed up for the preferred group. She ended up investing in this other big property. She was just all in. And so she invited me to the expo. And the expo is when the real change started for me.
Now, for the members of our audience that don't know, Expo is this ginormous event that we throw every year. It's about 5,000 like-minded people like you and me that come together and we share information, we network, we educate, we do all kinds of things, and we get to know each other. So that was your first exposure to Lifestyles Unlimited. She plopped you down in the middle of 5,000 people and turned you loose?
That's correct. And the thing that strikes you with it is, I've heard you say this on the radio. I was telling you earlier in the break that how I listen to you a lot at night when I go to sleep. And so you'll say that everyone says they wish they started earlier. But the other thing that strikes you is they're ordinary people. These are not some sort of people who've been doing house flipping for 20 years or have a, you know, their dad gave them a construction company or they inherited a bunch of real estate. These are people who started off who were retired or who were plumbers or who were janitors or who were construction workers or who were nurses or whatever their field was, and they got into real estate. And you can hear from their talk, I was just an ordinary guy, and one way or another, found my way to Lifestyles, and they showed me this pathway, and away we went, and here we are, and we've got these properties, and we've got this lifestyle, and we've got this money coming in, and that's the way it happened, and that was what struck me at the expo. And then we did the breakouts, and you sit down with people at the dinner table, and they say, this person has one unit, or this person has 15, and we're buying a 50 unit, and again, they're ordinary people, and you're like, if they can do it, I know I can do it.
It is definitely a game changer when you start to realize that this isn't just for rich people. This is for people like you and for me.
Yeah, it's amazing the people that you'll meet at Lifestyles. And I know I kind of sound like a commercial, but it's just the truth. It's just the truth. You get your listeners are going to have to take it for what it is. You'll know if you ever go to a Lifestyles or get around people with Lifestyles. And one of the reasons why, I'm not some professional radio. You guys asked me to come on. I'm just an ordinary nurse and a teacher. My wife's a teacher, and we're just kind of boring people. But we did want a different lifestyle. We did want a different sources of income. But, yeah, it's just, we're just ordinary people who don't have a better IQ or better pedigree, or if I can do it, anybody can do it. And it's amazing when you find out, hey, this is step one, step two, and step three, and you start following those steps, and you find out it really does work, and the bank really will loan you money if you find the right properties, and there's cash flow to be made, and it's kept growing from there in the 3.5 years we've been doing it.
The one thing that all of us have in common once we become members of Lifestyles Unlimited is we go through that 2-day financial freedom course. Do you recall going through that?
100%. It was a Saturday and Sunday, and Dale taught the class, and day one, he just beat the tar out out of me in terms of money mistakes I was making. And again, I had read a lot of the books that almost every investor's read. So I thought I was financially literate, but I was doing stuff, but I was doing it in the wrong way. I wasn't getting anywhere with it. And Dell showed me with math, hey, you're doing this, but if you did this with real estate, here's where you would be. And then you're doing this with your 403B, and they're just holding your money. And one of the funny things I do now with people, I say, okay, well, who's our finance, you know, who's the finance people who are keeping your money? And at the place where I work, it could be Fidelity, but it could be Schwab or E.F. Hutton or whoever it is who's handling your money. I say, where's their address? And nobody knows where their money is.
Nobody knows
where this actual place is that has about 50,000, 100,000.
Hey, we're going to break real quick. When we come back, we're going to get into the deals that he's done. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
One of the things that I have learned about Daryl in the short time that I've had to interact with him is this is a gentleman that puts his mind to work. He gets focused on a concept and he will put 110% effort into everything he does. And I'll tell you what, you know, we talked about in the first segment, we talked about some of the, I hate to say business failures, but he had some business failures. But the key thing was this, he never quit. And then he got involved with a passion in his life. He's been a registered nurse for many years. He works in ICU units. So he's dealing with people that are, you know, they've got some significant problems, and he is there because he enjoys working with people. He enjoys helping other people. And then he found real estate, and he learned that he could use those talents to not only get started with investing in real estate, but to build a portfolio that would effectively retire himself, even though he chose to keep working. So, Daryl, what I want to do is I want to get into this concept of real estate investing with you. I want you to tell us about, you know, what was the first property and how did that dovetail into the portfolio that you have now?
Yeah, so the first property we bought a house in 2000. It was a small two-bedroom, two-bath house in Louisiana. And when we moved to, after Hurricane Katrina, we kept it as a rental property. We didn't know anything we were doing. And we had tenants come in and out, and sometimes it was a nightmare, and sometimes it wasn't. In 2016, I'll never forget, I did my taxes on TurboTax, and I put in the income, which was $700 a month. It was $8,400, and I put in the expenses. And it was the last thing I did in the taxes, and you know, TurboTax, anyone does TurboTax, in the top left corner, it calculates how much you owe or how much you're getting back as you put in different things in. And as I put the income in, the taxes didn't change. I said, wow, that's interesting. I didn't pay any taxes on the income I made. Didn't know why. Next year, I the story with the nurse, and I go to the expo, and then I sign up, and I go to the two-day, and I learn the business. And so I had studied the market in this little town where I was at month after month after month. Every day I would study for about 2 hours. I'd study everything for sale, everything for rent. I knew the prices of everything in town. And then a house came on the market that was about 60% less than what I knew it was worth. And I bid on it, bought it. I actually bought it on sight unseen with my realtor walking through it. And I made mistakes on that also. So the roof was okay, but I had to change it because the roofer got up there and he was like, nah, this is not going to last very long. I might as well change it. So I changed it. Same with the air conditioner. But that property still cash flowed $443 from month one. And then I never forget, I stood with my two best friends in the backyard of that property. I said, guys, I've learned a system. I'm going to build this up big. If you guys want to invest, get your money together. I'm telling you, this is going to work. I was 100% convinced on my first property that this was going to grow. And sure enough, we stand here, and I've used that same model. We find something that's undervalued, that needs a little bit of love. We use Dell's Lifestyles model of having the best product at the best price. So we rehab it up to better than anything in the neighborhood, or at least comparable to anything in the neighborhood. But my stuff is new. Now it goes from being the worst property on the block to generally the best. And then we're very competitive in our prices, so we have the best product at the best price. And we've helped the neighborhood out because we've taken a property that's generally dilapidated or neglected, and we've turned it into a nice, shining place that has great property for people to live in and have a great house to live in. So that's the model we've used to buy the 5 single-family houses and now 3 fourplexes, and it's worked perfectly.
Tell me about how you got into the fourplexes. I mean, because those are kind of a unique property. I mean, they're I like to call them fake multifamily because they're designed to have multiple families living in them. But when you look at all of the, you know, the things that control what a fourplex is, you know, it's always classified as single family properties. And unfortunately, it's also classified that way from a valuation standpoint. So you can't really force that appreciation up like you can in true multifamily. But why the fourplexes? What led you down that road?
Yeah, so in the place where I buy in Louisiana, they built a lot of fourplexes. This whole town was basically built, I guess, in 1983 or 1984. There was a ton of construction because every property that I purchased has been built in the same year. And they built these very affordable fourplexes, but the rent shows good cash flow. So we were able to find one that, again, the landlord was at his end. He wasn't fixing anything. He was neglecting the property. He just had it or he'd run out of cash. I'm not sure what happened. But we got it at a great distress price for the property. We knew what the rehab was going in, about $10,000 a unit. So we knew we could convert it from being really not favorable place. Even the inspector was embarrassed to come and show me wherever this landlord had these people living. And I said, we're not going to be like that. We're going to come in and fix them, and we're going to make sure these properties are great places for people to stay. And I've always used my wife as the standard. Would she stay here? So I don't put anything that I didn't think my own family could stay there. And that's the model we use, and so that's why we went into fourplexes, because you're able to scale up in terms of, instead of making, say, $300 on one house, you're able to make $300 per door, so that property may cash flow $1,200 on similar investment. The first property was about $157,000 that we purchased, and the next one was $155,000, and that's one of those deals where they actually gave us, the bank gave us $51,000 at closing to do the rehab, and I missed the rehab. The rehab was like $75,000, but still with my cash-on-cash return, which I know I don't have time to explain all that, but the people don't listen, that's how much cash you're making versus your investment. It was fantastic on that because my bank gave me $51,000 to do part of the rehab on the building. And the third one is a total renovation that we're under project right now. We just purchased it a couple of days ago, and that one's going to cash flow about $1,500 a month because I was able to buy it so cheap, about $25,000 a door, less than $25,000 a door.
So what kind of renovations are you finding that these properties are needing?
They're in the shape where we like to do, since I'm such a long-distance landlord, I'm 300 miles away. We live in Houston because you can live where you want and you can invest where you want at the same time with the lifestyle model. We do basically total renovations. I'm talking about new bathrooms, new floors, new countertops, new cabinets. If the countertops need to be replaced, we replace them. New appliances, new paint job. That's basically what we do. And then we do some minor landscaping outside. I'm not really big into landscaping. These properties haven't really afforded, but I make sure they're clean and the grass is cut. A lot of times I'll employ some of the tenants to do some of that work, so I'll also give them work along the way. And so those are the renovations that we basically do. And me and my contractor, we can walk in a unit now that we've done so many, and we know exactly we can do it. Let's say we're going to do it like this, and we know the price almost down to within $100, and that's an experience thing.
Do you physically go to these properties while the renovations are being conducted?
100%. I go to every project at least 2 or 3 or 4 times. And a lot of times I'll just, as we finish one, I'll sleep in one while I'm there. And so I'm supervised and just help out my guys so we can do it fast. One of the things that the key is to get your renovations done and not have that delay. As I've said before, I've never made a mortgage payment on any of the properties that I've purchased because we've been able to turn them fast enough to where I have tenants in it before the first payment's due. They're making those payments for me. So it's a totally safe investment. But, yeah, I visit them. I go down. In fact, we're flying this weekend down to New Orleans, and we'll go look at the projects that we have underway and a couple of the houses. But I have good eyes on the ground, and I'm able to do a lot of stuff remote. But we do go and visit every property to make sure little tweaks and stuff here and there so we can make sure it's going to our proper standards that we believe it should be, that we want people to live in.
Sounds good. Hey, we come back from the break, we're going to get into your future objectives. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
And on today's show, that's what we're doing. We're talking about how to create passive income so that you can become financially free. And it just so happens I have Daryl on with me. And Daryl has been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And I'll tell you what, he's not looking back. He is not only very successful investing in real estate, he's having fun doing it. Daryl, talk to me a little bit about the fun aspect of real estate from your perspective.
Yeah, so the funnest parts are naturally you're in control of everything we do. I started to tell a story about how I asked people, like, who is your investment company at the job? And nobody knows. They might know the name. I ask them where the company is. What's the phone number? They don't know. We get lazy about handling our money, and we get to trust in these big institutions, and we don't take responsibility for ourselves. And the funnest part is all 17 doors I have the key to. All 17 doors, I know what the rehab was. All 17 doors, I know what the taxes are. I know what the rent is. I know who's in there. I get to choose who my tenants are. I get to choose who I do business with. I have bankers and realtors and insurance agents and contractors that we've all made money together at the same time. And then at the end, we provide a great product in terms of a nice place for someone to live and stay. So the funnest things is finding that one or two house that's a great business opportunity with the training that I have from Lifestyles, taking that through the process of negotiating and going through closing statements and sending checks to different places, and then you get that property and you drive up to it and you say, okay, we're going to make this work, and then you rent it out and you go on to the next. It's unlimited, and I still do 2-3 hours a day just looking at real estate, sometimes the same stuff over and over, but just in my mind, I know it's able to, and the end result is I have financial freedom for my family.
That is awesome. Talk to me about the projection forward. I mean, you've got 17 units under your belt. You've been able to effectively retire yourself. What's the next step for you?
Yeah, so I am looking at increasing my membership at Lifestyles so that I can get further training to buy a true multi-unit. So once you get above 5 units, then it becomes a true multi-unit. But I want to buy something 24, 30, or maybe even become like a lead in one of these big deals. I feel like I have the passion. I feel like I have the communication skills. I feel like I have the knowledge now to understand the different terms and understand what would make a good deal and what wouldn't. I constantly looking at numbers on bigger deals to try to educate myself on that. But I understand I need more training on it. And so Lifestyles provides that path. So my immediate goal was to get to 32 units and then officially stop working as far as a nurse. Or I don't have to work, but I'll officially stop working and be a full-time property investor, real estate investor, and then I'm looking for the big deal for furthering my family legacy and working with both of my sons in terms of the business and building something where we can do a family business, which is so much fun when you're able to have conversations more than just, you know, go to school or whatever. We're talking about business. We're talking about long-term planning. So that's the long-term plan, to be doing this for several years and then have a legacy to pass on to my kids.
And have your kids been educating themselves? Have you been educating them?
Absolutely, both. So my oldest one is 27. He's starting to look at real estate. He can analyze a deal. He'll come and say, "Hey, what about this one, Dad?" And I'll say, "Okay, well, here's what I would do on this case, this, this, and this." And then the 18-year-old can really, he's been under my wing for a while. He can break down a deal. I found a deal on a Facebook marketplace. And like 2 days later, he's like, "Dad, this deal's great. We need to do this. This property's generating this type of income." And so it sold, and it wasn't quite right. It was too far out of town. But he can really break down a deal. He does a lot of the accounting. He does a lot of the paperwork, computer work for us. He's so efficient on the computer. So it's going to be a family business. My goal for him, he's going to college, starting his freshman year in a couple of days here. But my goal for him is to get him through college debt-free, and that hopefully he'll never have to have a job. He'll have such a real estate portfolio, and he'll be so excited and see what we're able to keep doing over the next 4 years, and he jumps right into it, either manages the business. That's what I'd like, to get it big enough where we can turn it over to the kids and me and the wife can travel and do what we'd like to do.
You're working on the family office. I mean, you've pretty much figured out what that concept is, and you're putting it into place.
Yeah, so I was telling you the story. Curtis Hines did a video, and he talked about a family office, which is for people who have nice fortunes or whatever, or fortunes to have a lot of money. They have people that do their investments, and they have an office that's like a lawyer's office or whatever, where they have several people who are managing their money. Well, we didn't have that, but we had, my wife and I had us. And so, and we had Lifestyles Unlimited, and Lifestyles Unlimited gave us a package that ordinary people, which is what we are, just ordinary, hardworking, honest, probably just, you would pass us in the grocery store and you'd be like, "No way does he have 17 properties." And yeah, we have 17 doors, and we see no reason to stop, because when we're able to analyze a deal and you know what you're doing, which Lifestyle teaches you, you really, I find it hard to believe you'll lose in real estate. We haven't had even anything close. It's just been all positive, and we see that trend continuing. Nobody can predict the future, but we see that trend continuing for a long time here.
Now, do you have a plan to maybe liquidate some of the single-family properties, or are you looking at, you know, buying and just continuing to hold those?
At this time, I plan to be a buy and hold. What we have been able to create is quite a bit of equity in the property. So we plan on going back and refinancing many of the properties and taking that money from either organic appreciation and or forced appreciation when we rehab them. And so we have a ton of equity in our properties. We plan on, over the next year, taking the equity out of those properties and going and buying or partnering with a big deal, multiple units, 50, 100 units, and that's just going to be, that's in the two-year plan. We do plan on holding on to the properties as long as they're cash flowing, and as long as the neighborhoods stay where they're decent, right? You keep watching them, and that's one of the reasons why you go and why. Every time I ride down Louisiana, I drive by all my properties, unlike Fidelity, which I don't know where they are, so I can't drive by them.
I don't know where they're at either.
They're in Boston.
Oh, well, now I know. So I've got a question for you. Since your properties are so far away from where you live, do you self-manage?
We do. I have a fantastic property manager / contractor who I met on the very first property. And I heard someone say, "You won't be successful from your first property, but you'll be successful because of it." And a gentleman named Angel, and me and him are like, he treats it like his properties. He knows we're going to do a lot of business together, so we've grown together. So he's the one, if I have a toilet clogged up or whatever, I call, but also he's the one who'll walk the properties. We do all our construction together. So he's a property manager, foot on the ground there, but I'm able to manage them. I built systems where we're able to collect rents. We're able to handle if they have a problem, where we're able to evict people if we have a problem, where we're able to lease these properties, when we have new properties, we've put systems in place, and we're able to manage it long distance, and it's worked out fantastic. I think I have the tenants of the properties that are done and rented. We have very good tenants. I think I have one that I might need to get rid of, but I'll say about 95% have been fantastic, and we screen very hard. And so just following Dell's teachings, we've been able to put it in place where we don't have to be there, because it's not a job, not like my other businesses where I had to be there all the time. This business runs on its own once you do the right thing for people and you get the right people in place.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. You know, as I was looking back through the notes that you sent me, and it's like back in your 20s, you had several businesses that didn't make it. Now I'm looking, you're a couple days older than that. I'm not going to disclose your age. And now you've got literally 17 businesses that are all functioning very profitably. And I think that's incredible. So let me just ask you this question. Do you have financial stress?
Not at all, Al. It's such a relief. My wife still, do we have enough money to buy this next property? I said, "Bae, we've got enough money to buy the next property. We got this, this, and this. We have income coming in. We have this much in rents. Our bills are low. Actually, like, have money in the bank where we're not worried about it. We actually save 20% of all the income, all the rents, all the money from nursing, all the money from teaching, but that goes straight into savings, and it doesn't affect our lifestyle one bit. So the financial stress is completely gone. The good stress is, what's the next property we're going to buy?
Yeah, and something tells me you've already got your finger on that number. So, Daryl, we're at the end of the show, and I've got to say thank you so much for coming on today. I mean, I learned a lot from you. I know the audience learned a lot from you. And for those of you out there, remember, we can help you change your life, too. What you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself started. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.